They know who you are. Okay, let me ask you again. How many of you know who you are? Amen? Okay, you're looking at me like, Pastor, I think I know. I think I know. Because how many know that that's what God asks of us? Do you know who you are? We're going to see in the book of Luke chapter 22 that here it is, a man that made statements like, Lord, if everybody leaves you, Lord, I will never leave you. Lord, this is not when Jesus was saying all these things. He said, be it far me, Lord. That's not going to happen to you. And then we come and Jesus tells them, before the rooster crows, you will have denied me three times. So this is a man, listen, this is a man that knew exactly who he was, what he was, but in a time, amen, he had an identity crisis, a sermon entitled Identity Crisis. Amen. Out of the book of Luke, chapter 22, we're going to start in verse 54. Amen. 54, and then we're just going to read a little bit. Just follow along. Amen. Starting in verse 54, it says, having arrested him, they led him and brought him into the high priest's house. But Peter followed at a distance. Remember, he made a statement. He said, Lord, I got your back. But now he's what? Following at a distance. Verse 55. Now when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. And a certain servant girl, seeing him as he sat by the fire, looked intensely at him and said, this man was also with him. But he denied him, saying, woman, I do not know him. And after a little while, another saw him and said, you are of them. But Peter said, man, I am not. Then after about an hour had passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, surely this fellow also was with them, for he is a Galilean. But Peter said, man, I do not know what you are saying. Immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. So Peter went out and wept bitterly. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We ask you, God, that you would help us, God, to acknowledge, God, who we are in you. Father, let us be affirmed. God, confirm your presence upon each and every one of us here in this place tonight. We thank you. Holy Spirit, have your way. Speak tonight to us in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. We look at the situation with Peter and we think that that was a horrible thing of what Peter did. He lied. He denied that he knew Jesus. He flat out said, I do not know him. As bad and as horrible as we can say tonight that Peter's denial was, can we consider something this evening? Yes, Peter denied. But at least there were people that knew that Peter had been with Jesus. he may have denied. And we know that that is a horrible thing, but he was recognized by others as someone who spent time with the Lord. Let the question be asked tonight. When you leave here tonight, will anyone be able to recognize that you tonight, or that you within your life, will they be able to recognize that you've been with Jesus? If there is anything about people, amen, is there anything about you that people can say that you resemble and you belong to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Firstly, tonight, how did Peter work in denying Jesus? In verse 54, it said that he snuck around. See, Peter didn't want others, to know that he was following Jesus. The Word of God says that he followed God at a distance. He was scared that something might happen to him if he was too close to the Lord. He was afraid that he might be identified with Jesus. Remember, amen, those that followed Jesus were being treated and they were going to be, persecuted. He was afraid of the consequences that might come his way. Tonight, are you sneaking around as a Christian? Are you sneaking around? Are you following Jesus at a great distance? See, there's a lot of people all over this city, the state, the country, that are scared to get too close to Jesus. They don't want their friends. They don't want their families. They don't want their coworkers. They don't want anybody to identify them as one of them, if we can figure out what one of them is. See, they're afraid of what people might say or do if they find out. And because of that, they'd rather sneak around than to have the courage to stand up and say, yes, I am one of them. Does anybody tonight have any idea that you're a Christian? Do they have any idea that this is who you are? Have you hidden yourself really well? Are you denying, or are you a secret agent Christian? Amen. You got your FBI dark cover. Amen. You are well camouflaged. Is there? Amen. You know, back in my day, there was a show. Amen. Or a song that said "Secret Agent Man." Is that who we are? That we don't want people to really know. We're secret agent Christians. Verse 55, amen, it said that he tried to blend in. See, Peter tried to fit in with the rest of the crowd. They had built a fire. Peter fit himself right in with the rest and just got there and began to warm himself around. He was trying to be, folks, like everybody else. He didn't want to draw the attention to himself. He was just trying to be one of the boys. That way, nobody would ever know. Are you this evening trying to blend in? Are you trying not to draw attention to yourself? Are you trying to be like everybody else? Are you trying to fit into the world so that you will not be identified? Are you a Christian, in camouflage? Can anybody recognize you? If they put a lineup there on the back wall and they said, we are going to identify the Christians, would you be identified as one of the followers? Are you denying Jesus in your attempt to just blend in into the world? How do we do this? How do we blend in? See, we are, because we are more concerned about how society sees us than how Jesus sees us. Tonight, we want the promise of forgiveness. We want the promise of heaven, but not right now, maybe later. See, right now, our only concern, if we are trying to blend in, is how the world looks at us. And how the world recognizes me. Are you concerned tonight of what you will lose? Jesus says, if you lose your life, you will gain it. But if you gain your life, you will lose it. See, what's your biggest concern tonight? What are you thinking that you're going to lose? Are you just sneaking around? Are you just trying to blend in? Is that us tonight? If that is us, can I tell you, Peter gets a bad rap because he was the one that denied. But can I tell you, if we are doing the same, then we are no better than him. We tonight, if we are sneaking around, if we are more concerned at our image than our salvation, how are we any better? Secondly, how he was discovered. Can I tell you tonight, in verse 56, it said, and a certain servant girl, seeing him as he sat by the fire, looked intently at him and said, this man was also with him. Can I tell you, no matter how you try, when you have come into the contact of Jesus, Peter, just ask Peter. Peter looked different than everybody else. I'm going to show you. Let me get my hair. Let me get my clothes. Let me do this. Let me do that. I'll show you I can blend in. But yet Peter, no matter what he did, he looked differently. See, this was in the courtyard of the high priest Caiaphas. The only people that were there, folks, were the servants, the guard, and Peter. How many know, that one was going to stick out? See, the servant girl would recognize the other servants, the guards. But Peter, he would stick out. He would not resemble or look like the others there. How many remember that song? One of these three is not like the others. How many know? Amen. Listen. One of them, amen, was different. One of them did not resemble. See, a true, amen, somebody that is true, a true follower of Christ looks different. Our facial features and body shapes, they are not different, but our lives, folks, will look completely different from those, amen, that don't follow Christ. We don't get sucked in to doing the things that the world does. We will, amen, stand out by what we do and what we don't do. People will see that there is something different about you. We will stand out as the light in a darkened world. Amen. Listen, there were people at my work as I worked for the warehouse there in Terrell, Texas. Amen. There for 11 years, and there were people that would come in and they would say, "What's wrong with you?" I'd be like, "I'm short. I'm a little stumpy. I'm bald." "No, what's wrong with you?" I ran out of clues, guys. "Listen, you got to tell me what's wrong with me." They said, why don't you act like everybody else? You don't cuss. You can be counted on. You don't miss work. You give us a bad name. We try to instigate you to blast us and come at us the way we come out at you. And all you speak about is Jesus. What's wrong with you? That's who I am. That's what I am. See, when you stand for Jesus, you're going to be that light in a dark world. In a world that doesn't see the light. Do you this evening look different than everybody else around you? As a Christian, you and I are not to look like the world. The change that we have internally should reflect externally. How many know that what God is doing on the inside should, amen, be a reflection of what you are doing outside? Instead of the world shaping you into its image, we should be more and more shaped into the image of Christ. See, Peter, his talk was differently. In verse 59, amen, then after about an hour had passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Surely this fellow was also with them, for he is a Galilean." See, Peter had a Galilean accent. My accent's all jacked up. I have a Mexican, Texas, now a Colorado accent, if we have an accent tonight. Mixed in with a California, a valley, amen, sometimes dude accent. So I'm all over. But see, Peter was a Galilean. There was a difference in how the people in Galilee talked than the people in Judea. Peter's accent gave him away. When Peter talked, there was no denying where he was from. We tonight, this evening, should talk differently than what the world and how the world talks. We don't use the same language. You shouldn't cuss. Because it's more than just cussing. Can I tell you what God is doing on the inside should reflect on how you speak. We shouldn't gossip. We shouldn't destroy or attack people's lives with our words. You know, I was talking to my brother today, and my brother, he's like, bro, the rest of the family is going crazy. This is what they're doing, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, and I just said, listen, why don't we just pray for them? Everybody else would have been like, give me the scoop. Give me the scoop. Tell me what's really going on. I told him, I said, why don't we do something different? Why do we have to attack just as they attack you? You know, it's crazy when the whole family has a text strand and you're not included in it. Can I tell you, I tell them, this is the best thing you guys have ever done in my life for me. I said, because if I listen to your insanity, I'm going to get insane. Because they see I'm different, folks. And whenever I start talking, they're like, oh, we got to get him out. I'm like, thank you. That's the best thing you've ever done for me. Because if you want to talk to me, you talk to me one-on-one. See, as a Christian, instead of destroying, we should be building tonight. Do you build or do you tear down? Can you bring the good news, instead of always being, listen, can I tell you, everybody can be the bearer of bad news, but do you have to be that person? Are you a child of God? Or as a child of God, all that we should influence more, should be influenced more by Jesus than by the world. Where are we tonight? How are you as a Christian? Can I tell you? As a Christian, we are to be what? Christ, more Christ-like. We should truly consider everything that we see. Can I tell you, the eyes, they're the portal to your heart. Amen? What you see goes inside of this, who you are. What you hear also goes inside of you. And can I tell you, once it's inside of you, I still remember Too Short. Amen. NWA. I still remember all those old-time, amen, rappers, because that's all I used to listen to. Our eyes, our ears, they are the portal to our heart. We need to truly consider all that we see, folks, hear or speak. Are you and I, amen, guilty tonight of denying Jesus just as Peter did? How many roosters would have already crowed because we deny Jesus? Are we closet Christians? Amen? Are we just Sunday morning Christians? Is your life, your mind, your heart, is it truly transformed by the renewing, amen, of the hand of Christ. Are you the person that Jesus saved you to be? Can I tell you, he didn't save you to be the same person that you were. He saved you to be new. Are you that person? Or are you just covered with good Christian values, but yet we are still the same people? Ask yourself this question tonight. Are you satisfied with who you are? If you're not, can I tell you, things can be different. You know, I was brokenhearted yesterday when I went to the doctor. Pastor, why? I know you're probably like, Pastor, why were you brokenhearted? Because at one point, I was almost 5'6". And yesterday, the gentleman, I said, why don't you just put something else? The gentleman said, Mr. Brajas, stand and put your feet against the back. Step up and just be straight. He said, 5'2.5". But I wasn't 5'2.5" at one point in my life. I said, doctor, what's going on? He says, well, Mr. Brajas, you know those shocks? You don't have any more shocks. See, I would wish that things were different. But my size doesn't make me different. My heart does. How many know that? Somebody told me round was a shape. I said, well, then I'm in good shape. Because I'm really round. See, I wish things were different, folks. The outside of me doesn't make the inside of me. Who I look like is not who I am inside. When people look at me, some people, because of the color of my eyes, they think, when we look at your eyes, it looks like you're looking into my soul. I'm like, that's Jesus looking at you, not me. Because my name is Jesus. Amen. How can things be different in you, folks? See, tonight, can I tell you, folks, you can be restored. Tonight, things might not be like you probably wanted, but things tonight can be different. You can move back to who Jesus wants you to be. Peter was restored. How many know that? Peter denied Christ. See, the rooster crowed and Jesus turned and looked straight into Peter's eyes. At that moment in Peter's life, he was devastated with everything that Jesus was going through. He still took the time to look into Peter's eyes. Even as Peter denied him, Jesus never turned himself from him. Jesus turned and looked towards him. This evening, tonight, amen, he has not turned from you either. His eyes are still on you. He loves you and he will never deny that he loves you. Everybody turn, amen, to the book of John, chapter 21. We're going to start in verse 15. If you're there, say amen. If you haven't gotten there yet, just follow along. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish." Then he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me." See, Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" See, now there was a time now where Jesus confronted him. He could not deny, amen, who Jesus was. He really did love Jesus. Jesus restored Peter's life. He gave Peter the opportunity to recommit himself, amen, and told him these words as he had told him when he found him by the seashore, "Follow me. Follow me." Is it time tonight to reexamine our relationship with Jesus? Does Jesus really mean everything to us? Or does he just mean some things to us? Do you really love him with all of you tonight? Just as he called Peter to commit himself again, he will, amen, ask you and I the same thing. Follow me. Follow me. Is there any uncertainty in your life? Or tonight, do you really know who you are? If there is a slight portion of you that's uncertain, can I tell you? The devil will expose it. The devil will expose it. And then you and I would find ourselves trying to fit in and warm ourselves there by the fire. Jesus told them, "You have to follow me." How are we following Christ tonight? How are you following Christ tonight? Are you following from a distance? Or are you as close to Jesus as he is as close to you? If there is any uncertainty tonight, let's examine our heart and let's allow the Lord to truly help us. Let me have every head bowed and eye closed tonight. You're here in this place. I'm not going to take any more of your time. You're here in this place. You're not saved. You're here in this place. You're not right with God. Would you recommit yourself to God? Would you commit yourself if you are not, or recommit yourself if you've drawn away? Peter could not deny because the Lord looked straight into his eyes. Peter's heart broke. Lord, what have I done? Lord, I've messed up. And can I tell you, even in the points of life where you and I mess up, Jesus will still come to you and I and say, follow me. But you have to acknowledge what you have done if that is you tonight. You have to acknowledge it. God, that's me. I've been following at a distance. I've been trying to blend myself in instead of, recommitting myself to you wholeheartedly. God, I want to be more in the image of you instead of the image of the world. But the world seems like it's drawing me in. Can I tell you, you're going to have to run from the world and run to Christ. You're going to have to let Jesus know tonight. And can I tell you, you got to let yourself know tonight. Because if there is any slight, uncertainty in you, the devil will expose it. The devil will expose it. And you'll find yourself drawing one step. Listen, can I tell you, you don't backslide in one day. It's a gradual stepping away, step by step, step by step. And by the time you know it, you're so far away that the only thing that you have is the memories of being a Christian. Let's tell the devil tonight, devil, I already belong to somebody else. You can't have me. Devil, I'm bought by the blood. There's nothing better that you can offer me tonight. Devil, you're not going to enter my mind. Devil, you're not going to enter my eyes. Devil, I'm not going to be used by you to be able to speak foul. Lord, I'm not going to be a closet Christian. I'm going to follow you tonight. Maybe God spoke to you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Throughout the sermon. Amen. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God tonight. Come, lay hold of God tonight. Let Jesus tonight help you. Amen. Maybe God spoke to you. Amen. And you find yourself in the same manner as what Peter found himself. You are in a place where, you are undercover. You need to come out tonight and say, God, I'm going to stand for you. God, I'm going to stand for you. I'm not going to talk like that anymore. I'm not going to say those words anymore. I'm not going to look at those things anymore. I'm going to clear out some things in my life. Those things that are just, can I tell you what social media is? All social media. Well, Pastor, I just got to be in it because, no, it's, you just want to know what the world is doing. Pastor, it's just some TikTok videos. Pastor, it's just a little bit of the grammar. Pastor, it's just the Facebook pastor. Can I tell you? Why do we have those things? Because we want to know what's going on. We want to know In other words, we want to know what we're missing because we're Christians. But Pastor, I look at the Christian sites. Why don't you just look at the Bible and let that be your Christian sight? Pastor, I got to have it. I've had it for so long that I don't know what to do. Try it. It'll amaze you. You know, it started with MySpace. I never had it. It went to your space. I didn't have that either. It went to your book. I didn't have that either. It went to the Grams. I didn't have that either. And can I tell you something? I'm alive. And I'm more and more closer to Jesus than I've ever been before. Why? Because I don't have to have all those things to make me who I am. I am who I am because of what Jesus has done in my life. Can I tell you, that's what you will be. Pastor, but I got to have all those likes. People got to like me. Okay. That's what you want. Then you can have it. But at the end of the day, are we going to like Jesus more than you being liked by the world? Or do you want the world to like you more than you love Jesus? You got to ask yourself that tonight. Listen, my wife and I have made a decision not to get into the social medias. I don't press that upon you, but you have to be able to look at what all those things do to you. Because those things are molding and shaping your life into what they want, not into what God wants. Amen? I told somebody just the other day, I don't have a TV, and I haven't had a TV in 27 years. When I tell people I haven't had a TV in 27 years, they're like, so what do you and your wife do? We talk? We sit there? We do things together? Instead of just sitting there and saying, don't talk to me right now, because I'm watching this. It looks... Okay, now two words. Okay, two words, you're done. Okay, they're back. Amen? So you don't take your kids to the daycare, but your TV is the daycare for your kids. And guess what they're bombarding into their minds? What they want. That's good, Pastor. Amen. Jesse, why don't you close us tonight?